Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM. Is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 8:29 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Music by Waters with Only You. As a matter of fact, we also checked out Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney with 4-5 Seconds. Now, all morning, I've been ranting and raving about a platform that is hell-bent on making sure that as gents, we find a safe space. Okay. And with us today, we've got Osi Liesel in the studio. She's part of the organizing team that's for the organization he leads that will follow up with a men's summit. And also in studio, we have a gentleman that's making a impromptu comeback to radio, the Big Homie. What's up, guys? You guys are good this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
We're good. Listen to that voice. Big Homie back in the studio. Love it. But it's not about Big Homie today. Today is about us as gents, especially about He Leads the Summit itself, which is a self-development and mental health empowerment event for us as gents. That is hosted by Divas and Gents Sports and Fitness Center in the capital city, Namibia. Now, let me start off with Liesel first. He Leads. Mm-hmm. This is, if I'm not mistaken, the second edition.
The third edition.
This is the third one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's track back. The first two. Mm-hmm. Walk me through the first two. Public response. Just the impact thereof. Leading us now to the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through the first two in terms of the response.
The response was good. Mm. As you know, I've done the ELBD, the Little Black Dress.
Mm, mm, mm.
So Divas was Divas Fitness, and then it became Divas and Gents.
Ah.
So I wanted to also create a safe platform for gents as well.
Possibly.
Because I really do think the boy child is neglected. So that's how He Leads was born. And then I wanted to make it, I wanted to create an ambience around it.
Yeah.
So I called up a few of my gents that I know, and then I was like, you guys need to help me with this. I'm not a guy. You need to help me with this. Let's do a photo shoot. Let's do some content creation. I know you saw the gents walking down the stairs.
Yes.
And then from there, it just picked up. I mean, we had guests like Frankie Fredericks attend, you know.
That's incredible.
So it was, the theme of the first one was Our King's Method 2.
Mm.
And then the second one was Chapter 2 of King's Method, because I really wanted to put it out there, like, we really need to start laying a special focus on our men as well.
Hmm. This year's theme?
This year's theme is, let me see.
Because
this year's theme is Building Brotherhood and Shaping Legacies.
Ah, that's
so I know that will sit differently with all of us differently.
Yeah.
But that brotherhood, I think there's so many platforms in which really, Shaquan, you would know, where we have our sisterhood in our tea, in our this, in our that, in our that. Now, a lot is happening for our queens. Now we need to really start building that foundation nicely. Mm. So, yeah. Building brotherhood, my brother.
That's a belief.
Mm-hmm.
Big Homie, I mean, listen, even just the name of the summit, He Leads.
Yeah.
You know, especially in today's times where, you know, as gents, we don't quite know what our roles are anymore. You know, things are so
fluid
these days. From your perspective, you know, going into the third edition, how should we look at this as gentlemen?
Well, I think we need to look at this as an opportunity, first of all. Another opportunity, the third opportunity probably, to be able to be heard. Because I think there's just a lack of space and platforms for men to be heard without judgment. Incidentally, look at what's has happened recently. You've got this whole Max Junior situation.
Oh, yes.
That's popped off on social media.
Yes.
And then you wonder, like, if there was a space, right? If Max Junior had a space, a safe space where he could talk, perhaps, I'm not saying it would have, but perhaps this could have been avoided. Perhaps he would have had people that could have listened to him and given him guidance, and it wouldn't have gotten to where it got to.
Yeah.
So as Fresh FM, I mean, speaking on behalf of brand, right, we have to give back to our society. You know that our brand stands for upliftment.
100%.
And we try to do tangible things to uplift people, right? Mm. And so the month of November, we are going to focus on men. And this event he leads is going to be one of the, well, the tip of the spear, if I can put it that way, so that we can actually get into that space and see what change that we can affect. So it was with a big, you know, an open heart of gratitude, basically, when Liesl reached out and said, hey, you know what, this is something that we need to do.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know, it's a no-brainer. Let's do it.
Yeah. And even in our conversations, Jimmy, throughout the year, before now, and in, on every single show, especially the two main shows, Breakfast and Fresh Air, you'd see, I mean, Paula would always, Shares would always say, and the King's Matter too, and you, we have conversations about the gentleman. Same thing here on Fresh Breakfast. We've got a mental health activist for men on the show.
You and I, myself, we've had conversations on the side, not on air, but exactly. You know, on the side, we've taken drives when we had to go to Swakop and get some work done, and we talk about stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine being able to amplify that chat, you know, to a wider audience. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe we're having these chats, but we're having these chats in a very small, in silos.
Yes.
So sometimes it seems like, you know, we're not heard. So being given a platform for us to just all be able to engage, I just think it's powerful, man.
And that's why He Leads comes in, the actual summit, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That big why. Talk to us about the summit this year, right, Liesl? You mentioned that you had really, really big personalities also in the first two editions. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about this year, because I personally, sometimes as a gentleman, you know, you go through things and you think to yourself, man, is you know, Stanley Shanapinda also going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. He was a CEO running a company with, you know, with employees, 400 or 500 employees, even more. Or is Yeezer going through the same thing? Fantastic artists. You understand? Mm. And you sit there and you feel all alone. What are we looking at for this year's He Leads Summit, especially for those guests?
This year, I don't know if you've seen Diva St. James is doing a mentorship, similar thing, but it's a gym talk that we're doing with Be Free.
Nice.
So we're having
the game changes now.
Game changes. I know you're familiar with it.
100%. Yeah.
So Dr. Bryant Bock is going to be one of our speakers.
He's fantastic. He's, man,
he's been so amazing with the boys at the gym.
Yeah.
We do it every Saturday, 9 to 10. So he's going to be one of our speakers. And then I was going to release content on the brother that will be joining us as well.
Okay. Should we wait for socials for that now?
No, I have to share it here first.
Please, thank you so much.
Are you not going to do the thingy?
Oh, yeah, the thingy. Everyone loves the thingy.
It's important. Come on. So, Gaza will be joining us.
No freaking way.
Yes, he will. Gaza will open us. Up. Yes, he will. He will open up. So you guys will see him and feel him on a different, not just not the artist, but we will hear from him. And also, I think this sits very nicely with Gaza because he's a father of two boys.
Yes.
So yes, I think it hit him differently with approaching him to be part of He Leads. So
we're
really excited to have him on board.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I mean, for especially, I mean, if just from an analytical point of view, right? I mean, Gaza made it for so long, has his family, exactly. At the same time, have to balance this public life.
Exactly.
You know, not everyone will have a positive opinion of you, regardless of how good you do. Mm. I would really love to hear
what he has to say.
What he has to say, you know, especially coming from family, your wife, your kids, doing normal things like, because I saw recently, you know, in a video that I showed Chikwan, where he was having a chat with his last born. And the last born was saying, well, that's my song, the Checker song, it's my song, it's not your song. And they're just like, yo, bro, but it's my song. You featured on the song. But doing simple things like drop-offs as a mega superstar like Gaza.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, the complications thereof.
And I can tell you, man, like, if you've ever had a conversation with a man, he is, he's got a story to tell, right? He's led a very interesting life. I didn't know, as a matter of fact, fun fact, that his actual first album, he actually recorded it, mixed and mastered in the UK.
Oh,
before it dropped here, yeah.
His first album.
His first album was actually done there. We had a long chat, but yeah. So anyway, not preempting anything. I mean, I think he's got a really good story to tell about himself as a man.
Mm.
His journey from being a child, he didn't have it the easiest, to being a husband and a father now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that'll definitely be something that you won't want to miss.
Okay. The rest of the speakers, we will reveal them as time goes. Or of who's the story, Osi?
Casey will be on our panel with some other gents.
Okay.
Also, we just want to take people from, you know, the corporate industries and everything that comes with it, how to keep it calm and collected.
Of course.
So yeah. I it's very important for me that I bring a gent along. So moving forward, I don't think I will do any more interviews. Mm. I really want the gents to come through.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. Casey, as Brand, as Fresh FM, we've done a lot of events.
Mm.
I mean, throughout the year,
absolutely.
The last 3 years, actually, for that matter, for different reasons, right? And this one is not necessarily the party scene. It's not necessarily the, you know, we've got DJs playing and we wiling out and we looking good. This is different. This is a conversation. What we do on air, perhaps sometimes, but this is now in person, bringing the gents together. Mm. The male listener that listens to us every single day, why should they get involved with He Leads? Brand is already involved. Now we've got our male listener. We want them to attend, isn't it?
All right, cool. I mean, without sounding like a scratch record, like I said, I do feel that we need a safe space, right, for us to be able to talk to Brent without the women folk being there.
I believe Shekwan was already trying to squeeze herself into the. There's no guy. Please, bye. Stay away.
So I would encourage the men to come together, buy tickets. I'm sure Lisa will share how tickets can be bought. And I would encourage them, if you have a son, bring your son. If you have a brother, bring your brother. Mm. You know what I mean? Because this is for gents. Because I mean, there's a saying in the vernacular that, you know, you fold when it's still wet.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
It translates to different languages. But then for the kids growing up, this is a perfect opportunity for them to also hear from other men, because it's not that easy nowadays. Look at how many women are raising children on their own.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sorry, but I don't feel like a woman can give a man or raise a boy with a man's experience of life.
Yeah.
So perhaps even as a mother, buy your son a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Let him come through.
Now, there, you see, that's interesting.
You should bring your son.
Yes. Yes. That's you know what? That's a fantastic way of looking at it.
You just
blew my mind, man.
It's just a reality. I mean, if you look at the stats in Namibia, I'm telling you, the stats are very, very high of women that are raising boys.
Mm.
You know, and you know, it's great. I'm not knocking women or anything, but I just feel like sometimes you might need a man to show another man how to be a man.
So a call also to our single ladies.
Absolutely.
Single mothers, sorry. Boy child mothers. Mm. Please, by all means. And they'll be safe with us. I mean, we are all fathers there. We are all protective gents there. And we all have that protective instinct. Perhaps maybe just let us know in advance, I guess, just for organizers' sake, in advance to say, look, we're buying a ticket and I'm going to send my son. So the organizers are aware that we've got an under 18.
Yes.
At the venue, just maybe just for logistical, logistical, and also just for safety's sake, Liesl. Yeah.
Yes, that would be good.
Okay. All right. Mm. Talk to us about the ticketing.
The tickets, I didn't. With gents, you have to keep it very simple.
Yeah.
So WhatsApp number 0813159024. You can send your POP there.
Hmm.
One ticket is $350 million.
Okay.
Very simple. You have with gents, you have to keep it very simple. It's one thing that I've learned with these events. Nothing complicated. The dress code is smart casual.
Oh, wait.
Semi formal. So obviously there will be a red carpet.
Hmm.
You know, we will also just receive you and take pics and what. So come ready. Look nice.
Yes, of course.
Look nice. This is your time to shine. This is not about us anymore.
Hmm.
This is about your time to shine. And I really want to encourage the ladies. Listening to Shekwan when I was driving.
Yeah.
So many ladies have WhatsApped me asking me, can I come with my person?
Mm.
I have it so many times. Ladies, let's sit back. Let's buy the tickets and have our gents come.
That's
and let's stay at home.
Mm.
Oh, Shaquan, you can come to me. You can come visit me that day. You can come visit me that day.
Does it?
But yeah, they always, I mean, ladies, some of us that are in relationships, you guys would know, these gents, some of them, they see it. They make sure, okay, babes, you want to go to that event? Okay, Mike, I'll make sure I'll get the ticket for you, whatever you need. You look good, your hair is done, your nails is done. Now we need to see to it that he gets that cut, that he gets that
fade,
that he looks nice. And
thank you.
Okay, yes. We're going to hold people to that standard.
Yes, we will. I hope mine is listening, but yes, we will. Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate the work that you guys do. Big Homie, obviously, the work that you do with Fresh FM behind the scenes. Osi Liesel, we appreciate this platform. I see it on socials. It's really speaking to me. And we will see you. That's in November. Sorry, what's the exact?
8th.
November 8th, yes. Sorry. Okay, there we go.
Venue?
The venue will be Country Club Lounge.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's where we will be at. Okay. 6 o'clock.
Let's just make sure there's, you know, some cigars, there's some cognac for us.
Yeah,
please, you know,
I mean, you will see the content.
Thank you.
How the guys have dressed before. I mean, there's already a level.
That's a belief. Let gents be gents, please. It's 8:45 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Get your tickets. Heal It's Namibia. Heal It's Men's Summit. Scheduled for the 8th of November. Let's leave it at that. NIA and Little D's lined up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.